Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do they need Xavier Worthy back to beat the Ravens? Because my answer is yes, they do. I'm not saying it's a 0%. Don't get me like locked into like, well, 100% chance they lose without Xavier Worthy. But if I'm asking, do they need him to win? Yes, they do. There's a significant swing in what they're able to do offensively. And more importantly, the way they're able to take advantage of a bad Ravens defense if Xavier Worthy is back. I am not going to predict them to win if Xavier Worthy is not playing the Chiefs. I will be predicting the Ravens to win if Xavier Worthy is ineligible to play or just not available to play come Sunday.
Yeah, so I think hopefully part of the thought process along with protecting Worthy by not playing him this past week was, hey, the benefit you might get heading into a game like this against Baltimore, which is, hey, there's only three plays in 2025 that anybody has seen Xavier Worthy on the football field. Yes, they have last year's film, but any new wrinkle you have, anything like that, there's no film on what Xavier Worthy's role is in 2025. You haven't had any plays drawn up for him. You haven't had any specific formations that feature him. And so I think there is somewhat of a competitive advantage going into a game like that. So I agree. It gives them a better chance to win this football game. Absolutely. We will hear from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes coming up at 11:45, so maybe we get some more insight from Andy. It sounded like Nate Taylor yesterday did not think that he mentioned him being limited. I don't know if he has to be a full go to make it where that's the only way he can play.
No,
like,
I'm just saying I won't be sure he's playing until they put FP next to them in a practice before Friday, or they just tell me he's playing. If he's just a limited participant, I feel like there's a chance they're going to pull the rug out again.
Their odds of winning, to me, of course, go up if Worthy's on the football field. But I don't think, if we think this is a game where you have a Ravens defense that has struggled, a Chiefs offense that has struggled, but a Chiefs defense that has been very, very good the last eight quarters in particular, and they have had a history with Spags having a nice game plan around Lamar Jackson. They really have.
Yeah, the Ravens in general.
Doesn't mean that Lamar can't still make a great play, but they've had a nice plan, especially adjustments in game against Baltimore in big time matchups, then, you know, Worthy is more than useful if you think they need to get to 30 to win. If you think that it's, hey, first to 24 wins, okay, does that mean the Worthy is 100% necessity? I don't necessarily know if that's the case. You know, it depends. If you think the Chiefs have to score 28 to win this game Sunday, well then, yeah, Worthy has to be in this game.
Look, I do think that they're going to have to get into the mid-20s. Like, at bare minimum, I think the bar to win against the Ravens is 24. Like, I think that is the lowest number you can score and win. I think it'll likely land between 24 and 27 for them to do it. But yeah, they are going to have to score some points. Mm-hmm. I just think, like, the way I look at it is the way we kind of talked about it on Monday, which is, do I think the Chiefs are equipped to take advantage of an absolutely garbage defense from the Ravens so far this year without Worthy? I don't know. The teams lighting them up have some weapons, have an advantage. That's the whole thing. People are like, well, maybe the Ravens defense isn't as bad. It's the Bills and the Lions taking advantage of them. Well, they have guys like Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs. They, you know, and like likely to the Bills, they have Cook and all these other guys who can take some advantage of those spots. I think Worthy's an important, I don't think you can just attack the Ravens with Thornton all day. And to, I think the text line's point a little bit, maybe this is a conversation we have later in the year, because again, I'd like to see him as the full version of their offense and the way they look. Hollywood Brown has looked like a possession receiver. He looks like younger Juju is what the text line said, which is actually not a total off. Like, that's not an off comment. That's pretty close to how he has Gold. You're right. He has not looked explosive. So Can just Thornton be the only explosive player for the team and against Worthy. The Ravens offense?
Yeah, I mean, Worthy and Thornton are going to be the only downfield threats for them, but that's two more than they had last year.
No, but Worthy, that's why really I'm asking, do they need Worthy for later. This game?
Yeah. No, I mean, I clearly have a much better chance of winning. I expect him to play. I know we were all expecting him to play, in fairness, last week against the Giants, but it's another week removed, and I don't know if we would ever get the answer, and I'm not saying that they would, you know, you'd have an offense that you can't set someone out even against the Giants because you think you can get by with it. But now, to me, you reap the benefit of that. You set him because you want to be safe, but also you want to make sure he's good to go for a huge game against the Baltimore Ravens. And I think there's a competitive advantage of not having him really play at all in 2025 going into this game on Sunday. Like, Baltimore does not have any film of whatever the game plan that got thrown out the window against the Chargers in week one. That game plan featuring Worthy, nobody's seen any element of that yet this year.
Sorry, we can talk about the Royals here in just a minute, but like, yes. I said that comment about Hollywood Brown looking not explosive was fair.
Yes.
9-1-3.
Oh boy, where are we at?
Are we from the 9-1-3?
Oh, they gotta be joking. They're joking.
Are we sure Amon-Ra is better than Tyquan Thornton?
That person's just trolling.
Are you sure?
Yes, they're not serious. Stop.
That's ridiculous.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is the top 10, top 12 wide receiver in football.
He might be better than that.
Yeah. Amon-Ra is awesome.
Yeah, I need to know whether you're joking.
Maybe I'm not even giving him enough credit. But
because if that's a serious comment.
It's a troll text. Come on.
If that's a serious comment.
Come on.
I don't know where to go from there.
If Xavier Worthy doesn't play on Sunday, then what exactly are we doing? Because I think that
they're
stashing him, hoping that they can like put all three together in the field.
I mean, but from what we've been told, though, it seems like Xavier Worthy's shoulder is as good as it's going to get right now. It's not going to get any better. So why is he not? Why would he not play in this game? I think that's because I understand you don't want to risk him getting hurt again, and then you actually don't see the three of them together, but. If it's not going to get any better, he needs to be on the field, you know, given the situation.
I could hear the argument for let's not risk it against the Giants. We can beat the Giants without Xavier Worthy. But to the whole point of this conversation, that's a really tough argument against the Ravens.
Someone said, yes, Cody, I'm trolling. Yeah, there's no way that was a serious text.
People send all kinds of insane things.
But that was clearly a troll.
Clearly?
Yes.
I had people talking about how they should cut wide receivers to put Justin Ross in, and they were serious.
Yeah, nobody actually thinks Amon-Ra St. Brown is worse than Tyquan Thornton. By the way, Tyquan Thornton will speak also, so we'll hear from Patrick Mahomes, Tyquan Thornton, and Andy Reid starting around 11:45 here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. But I'm just banking on the strategy side of things with now the advantage you have by Worthy playing on Sunday, on not just his skill set, but the fact that it's new in 2025, if you will. Yeah. That's all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.